The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 23rd of September, 2008. This week we're celebrating the anniversary of the Norman invasion of 1066, when the French-speaking Normans defeated the old English-speaking Saxons at the Battle of Hastings, which took English from being a strictly Germanic language to one with a large Latinate vocabulary, which came by way of the French. Words from the Anglo-Norman legal system form the basis for the vocabulary of our modern legal system. A defendant summoned to court, from the old French cour, from the Latin word for yard. And the one who is present at court, a courtier, will be courteous, we hope, which originally meant having manners fit for a royal court. A complaint is filed by the plaintiff, from the old French word plaintive, a lamentation, which is itself derived from a Latin word plunctus, meaning beating of the breast. During the course of a trial, both sides usually introduce evidence, from the old French meaning obvious to the eye or mind, a word composed of the French prefix e, as in evict, meaning out, and videre, meaning to see, evidence laid out for everyone to see. Perhaps the defendant is in fact a felon, from the old French word félon, which meant wicked or a wicked person. During a court hearing and in other legal matters, attorneys advocate and provide advocacy, words that came into Middle English from Old French, from a verb that meant to call to one's aid. And the root, voc, is also part of words like vocabulary, vocalize, vocation, vociferous, voice, vouch, voucher, vowel, equivocate, evocatory, provoke, and revoke. A verdict could be made by a group of peers, a jury, from the old French jure, an oath, it means, or an inquiry. Or perhaps the judge will enter a judgment in the final stages of the judicial process, and justice, one hopes, will have been served, words that came into English through French, all revolving around the Latin word jus or jus, meaning law and also right, which is also the root of judicious and judiciary. And speaking of judicious, it's the birthday of the tragic Greek poet Euripides, born in 480 BC, who said, "When good men die, their goodness does not perish, but lives though they are gone. As for the bad, all that was theirs dies and is buried with them." Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace, entitled Hardware. My father always knew the secret name of everything, stove bolt and wing nut, set screw and rasp, ratchet wrench, bandsaw, and ball peen hammer. He was my tour guide and translator through that foreign country with its short-tempered natives in their crew cuts and tattoos, who suffered my incompetence with gruffness and disgust. "Pay attention," he would say, "and you'll learn a thing or two." Now it's 40 years later, and I'm packing up his tools. If you know the proper names of things, you're never at a loss. Tongue-tied, incompetent, my hands and heart full of doohickeys and widgets, whatchamacallits, thingamabobs. Hardware by Ronald Wallace, from Times Fancy, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Old Crow Medicine Show, the band that brought you Wagon Wheel, releasing their new record, Tennessee Pusher, 13 songs offering a virtual American road trip. Produced by Don Waz. available now at Amazon.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bain, our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.